Matthias the Apostle, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today the Church suspends the Lenten austerities to keep the feast day of a saint who is particularly Lenten because of his great humility. If you're keeping a good Lent, one way or another there's something humble about your Lent. Either you're humbled by your failures, you're humbled by the sins you see that you haven't been seeing beforehand, or maybe humbled by the fasting itself. And then, of course, the good Lord sends his own crosses, such as the weather and illness, to perfect the work. Consider today two wonderful, humbling examples of how God's ways are not man's ways. The first of these is in the very story of St. Matthias. Imagine what a humble apostle he was. He was conscious that he was chosen last of all to replace, St. Peter says, the leader of them that betrayed and arrested our Lord, Judas. He is chosen simply by lot between him and another man named Joseph Barsabbas, and the lot falls upon Matthias, from all eternity chosen to be the extra or the fill-in apostle. And how humbly but how well he fulfills his role. He fills it well because he fills it humbly. Then consider today's proper last gospel, which continues that constant Lenten theme of the divine election. How the Jews were first chosen to be God's people, but because they rejected and crucified their Messiah, now that grace goes to the Gentiles. And so today's gospel, our Lord, in the last gospel, our Lord is talking about the different times in the Old Testament already, how the Jews were not chosen, and certain signal graces were given to individual Gentiles as a sign of the mercy that would one day come to the whole of the pagan peoples of the world, called to be converted, to enter the church, and to take the place. As Matthias took the place of Judas, so too now the Gentiles must take the place of the Jews. Our Lord says at the beginning of today's last gospel, doubtless you'll quote to me the proverb, because he knows they're using it already against him, physician, heal thyself. Let us turn to the divine doctor and realize that the way our Lord does his healing is not man's way. And very often our Lord will use the most confusing paradoxes, the most challenging acts of humiliation as a way to heal our soul. The only solution is that when that little baby doctor writes out a prescription, no matter how hard his handwriting might be to make out, that we clutch it, and we don't use it. We don't lose it. We use it, rather, and we have it filled each day, including for those somewhat bitter pills, the humility pills, that all of us need to take. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.